Behold the four horsemen of the Great Reset. This ungodly world is unaware that the biblical end of days have arrived.
Revelation, long considered the most controversial book in the Bible. In its cryptic language, many see a timeline for destruction on an unprecedented level. Some argue the timeline will end suddenly, violently, in this century.
We live in a world that is changing profoundly and fast, and that is facing threats that seem apocalyptic to us. We worry about global warming, overpopulation. It's necessary only to open the newspaper or turn on CNN to see headlines which, in the eyes of some readers of Revelation, will be sure proof that the biblical prophecies are coming true at last.
Just think about in the last couple of years, we have seen devastating hurricanes. We have seen devastating tornadoes. We've encountered earthquakes very high on the Richter scale. If you look at how fast they are happening and how much closer together they are coming, as we get closer to the end of days, they almost will come right on top of each other.
The prophecy within Revelation suggests that as the seven seals of the apocalypse are broken one by one, we move closer to the end of the timeline. Some biblical experts contend that the seals have already begun to break, setting the stage for a final cataclysm. If this is true, what could happen and when? Exactly where are we on the timeline?
There will be terrible suffering, wars, illness, a series of disasters, catastrophes that will be visited on Earth, on human beings living on Earth, as the end of the world approaches. And in the end, we will witness the final destruction of the earth on which mortal human beings live.
But what forces will bring about this final destruction? How would we know that the most important seal of all, the seventh, has been broken? Revelation says the final punishment for mankind's evil will be heralded by the peals of celestial trumpets.
You see seven angels, each having a trumpet, and they come forth, and then begins the series of the trumpet judgments.
Some believe that these judgments will be natural disasters of unprecedented magnitude. They look to science for answers, as they theorize that the cryptic text in Revelation may allude to physical forces on or beyond Earth. Some New Testament scholars say that this and biblical references to fire falling from the sky could be interpreted as asteroids. A collision between an asteroid and the Earth may be the catastrophic event predicted in another verse from Revelation.
The third angel sounded his trumpet, and a great star, blazing like a torch, fell from the sky. The name of the star is Wormwood.
Some believe that Revelation's author, John, is not specifying a star in this passage, but a comet or asteroid. It is widely accepted that ancient observers could not have understood the difference between various types of celestial body. Today, a collision between Earth and an asteroid just a few miles in diameter may release as much energy as 1,000 nuclear weapons detonated simultaneously.
And the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened.
If a large asteroid or comet were to strike Earth in our lifetime, it would send millions of tons of debris into our atmosphere. This would virtually imprison us in a cloud of dust, cut off from the life-giving sun. Is this the scenario described in Revelation? In any case, its author writes that more trumpets will blast, and even greater anarchy will unfold.
John wrote the book of Revelation after he was exiled to a cave in Patmos, Greece. He spent 2 years in the cave, saw some really hoary visions, put them all together.
While the power of John the Revelator's vision is beyond dispute, the writer's true intention has been forever shrouded in mystery. To millions around the world, Revelation stands today as a divinely inspired roadmap for the end of days.
The book of Revelation conveys exactly what's going to happen to the world in stages in the end times.
To kick off these last days on earth, Revelation states that Jesus Christ will open a series of seals, unleashing the four horsemen of the apocalypse. The arrival of each of these horsemen will bring forth a unique and horrible judgment upon mankind that few will survive.
There would be destruction. There will be plagues. There will be wars. There will become a time of tribulation that has never been before and will never be again since.
And it all begins with the arrival of the white horse.
In Revelation chapter 6, the Lord himself commands from heaven that this whole thing starts.
The rider on the white horse represents the Antichrist, the world charismatic political leader.
Scripture says he'll be the absolute deceiver, the father of all lies, and he will deceive the entire world into thinking otherwise.
The Antichrist seeks to destroy God's people in an effort to clear the way for setting himself up as God.
The emerging Antichrist's first step will be to unite the planet under his reign.
You'll see the Antichrist taking over planet Earth, a one-world government, a one-world economic system, a one-world religion.
With Europe united and globalization reshaping our political world, are these times already approaching?
I think it's important that people understand that this idea of a one-world government is not far off. The one world government and the one world economic system is literally being assembled before our very eyes. And you and I in our lifetime are going to see a world currency and a global government.
There'll be a one world authoritarian system that won't look too bad initially, but then after 3.5 years, the Antichrist will reveal himself as the devil.
But how is it that mankind will be so easily seduced? According to believers, the rise of the Antichrist will be sped along by deterioration in global conditions, leaving us powerless to resist.
The Antichrist must create a need for his appearance. And he's doing that by means of his human agents, by crashing the global economy, killing the dollar, making everyone desperate.
Can't take no more!
Can't take no more!
In December 2007, the world entered an economic spiral that has come to be called the Great Recession, with financial calamities like bank bailouts, housing bubbles, and the European sovereign debt crisis. Some believe the stage has been set for the Antichrist's arrival.
He will set the stage with economic collapse, with food shortages, with war and rumors of war, with every kind of disorder and chaos imaginable.
Behold the end of days, four horsemen of the Great Reset, for the time is at hand. A quote from Aldous Huxley. People will come to love their oppression, to adore the technologies that undo their capacities to think. How prophetic is that? The perfect dictatorship would have the appearance of a democracy, but would basically be a prison without walls in which the prisoners would not even dream of escaping. It would essentially be a system of slavery, where, through consumption and entertainment, the slaves would love their servitudes. Aldous Huxley, 1931. The importance and significance of the UN's cryptic reference to the four horsemen of the apocalypse cannot be understated. Are they letting the world know what is about to come upon this earth in referencing this astonishing and truly terrifying end of days Bible prophecy? In Luke 12 verse 2,
Jesus promised that nothing shall be hidden from those discerning Christians that are grounded in the gospel truth, especially those who will bear witness to end times Bible prophecy being fulfilled within their lifetime. This United Nations cryptic reference to the riders of the apocalypse may not seem of great importance to many, but to those of us who have studied Bible prophecy, it is surely a sign of what is about to come upon this earth during the great Luciferian reset of mankind. It is prophesied that the devil has been given power over all the nations of the world, including those Christians who will live through his 42-month reign as foretold in Revelation 13 verses 3 to 9. It is also recorded that the devil knows and fully understands that his time and reign will be short upon assuming authority over the nations and people of this earth. If this ungodly world had a glimpse into what the Great Reset really is, they would be horrified at what has been hidden in plain sight and the methodology that has been used to deceive the nations. The Luciferians must bring about a social and economic crisis that will enable their governments to push for and also implement the necessary protocols which will pave the way for the appearing and reign of the biblical Antichrist. Because, my friends, this is what the Great Reset is really all about. This is biblical. Revelation 6 verses 7 to 8 depicts hell following with the pale horse rider of the apocalypse. Unfortunately, the masses have been greatly deceived, exactly as the Bible has foretold in Revelation 12 verse 9. And now an apocalyptic hell on earth is about to be unleashed upon the world. Let's keep in mind that these Luciferian governments have set 2030 as the year by which they will have achieved their agenda and depopulation of the world. This means that the Antichrist must be on this earth to oversee this prophetic undertaking. From a Bible prophecy perspective, we now have a very short time to prepare spiritually and make our peace with God.
I see four horsemen in our midst, four looming threats that endanger the 21st century progress and imperil 21st century possibilities.
Unfortunately, many will refuse to believe that those who govern over this world are in fact fulfilling ancient Bible prophecy and are hiding their agenda behind causes such as human rights and climate change to conceal their true intentions and ultimately deceive the masses.
Prevention must orient all we do as we engage across the peace continuum. We must strengthen our mediation capacity and our tools for sustaining peace, leading to long-term development. I still believe the climate battle is a battle we can win. People get it. Technology is on our side, and scientists tell us it is not too late. We have a plan. It's called the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, and all of your governments pledge to make it a reality. The good news is that I hear tremendous enthusiasm for the SDGs wherever I go, from political leaders at the national and local levels to entrepreneurs, investors, civil society, and so many others. Je présenterai bientôt un plan d'action en faveur de la coopération numérique couvrant la connectivité Internet, les droits humains, la confiance et la sécurité à l'ère de l'interdépendance numérique.
I see four horsemen in our midst, four looming threats that endanger the 21st century progress and imperil 21st century possibilities.
I heard, as it were, the the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts, saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. Had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, "Come and see." And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. Beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, "A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine." He had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, "Come and see." And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?"
The End Times Book of Revelation was given by God to those who will live through the prophetic events which are recorded therein, so that His people will be able to discern the signs of their time and prepare accordingly for the return and vengeance of Jesus Christ. Klaus Schwab's Marxist-Leninist Great Reset is also George Bush's Luciferian New World Order. The Great Reset is the Zionist Fourth Revolution and complete takeover of the whole world under the deceptive banner of peace and security. Under this falsehood, the masses will never suspect the communists' true intentions.
The Rabbinical Communist Manifesto is the blueprint for a Luciferian restructure of society. And it's these very same ideological principles that are enshrined in the UN's charter, to which all of mankind will be required to pledge their allegiance and worship to the devil himself. The so-called Marxist sacred principles in the UN charter are associated with the worship of Lucifer the devil. Many people are unaware that Karl Marx was a devout Luciferian. The Bible foretells that the unsaved inhabitants of the world will worship the beast when he rules over the nations of the earth for a period of 42 months prior to the return of Jesus Christ to redeem his people. The Great Reset is the Antichrist revolution to rid the world of Bible-believing Christians and non-conformers, also referred to by the prophet Daniel as the terrifying fourth kingdom of the beast that will destroy the majority of this world and its people. This horrific event is almost upon us. Please be under no illusions about that. One of the first principles of the Luciferian Marxist Great Reset will be to abolish Christianity and brutally enforce that all Bible-believing Christians, deny their faith in the gospel and salvation of Jesus Christ. Karl Marx has stated that there are, besides eternal truths, such as freedom, etc., that are common to all states of society. But communism abolishes eternal truths. It abolishes all religion and all morality. Instead of constituting them on a new basis, it therefore acts in contradiction to all past historical experience.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of men. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders. Out of these troubled times, our fifth objective, a new world order, can emerge, a new era, a world quite different from the one we've known, a world where the rule of law supplants the rule of the jungle. It is a big idea, a new world order, where diverse nations are drawn together in common cause to achieve the universal aspirations of mankind. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order. A world where the United Nations is poised to fulfill the historic vision of its founders. For a new world order, possibility of a new world order emerging after the Cold War. But today, I want to discuss another aspect of that order. You see, as the Cold War drew to an end, we saw the possibilities. The quest for the new world order is in part a challenge to keep the dangers of disorder at bay. We must build on the successes of Desert Storm to give new shape and momentum to this new world order. Only when this transformation is complete will we be able to take full measure of the opportunities presented by this new and evolving world order. The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities. This order gains its mission and shape not just from shared interests, but from shared ideals.
When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the men come and take you away.
When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
Out of these troubled times, our fifth objective, a new world order, can emerge, a new era.
Communism always begins with a bloody revolution. The Luciferian Marxist-Leninist Great Reset is going to bring about the greatest slaughter of human beings that has ever been witnessed upon this earth, according to End of Days Bible prophecy. Those discerning Christians who understand what is really happening will hopefully be aware that the World Economic Forum's prediction that we will own nothing but will be happy is a cryptic reference to the enforcement of worldwide communism on an unprecedented scale. The confiscation of all private property and subjection of the multitudes under the boots of a totalitarian dictatorship are paramount to the rabbinical Bolshevik manifesto, as well as famine and genocide of the masses.
And now is the time when things are shifting. There's going to be a new world order out there, and we've got to lead it, and we've got to unite the rest of the free world in doing it. So anyway.
Whatever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. 1 John 5 verse 4. It is a biblical fact that there are only two spiritual paths that humanity can travel, which are defined in the Word of God as the narrow path unto eternal life, or the wide road unto eternal damnation. These are the only two options and destinations that are available to all of mankind. There is no in-between and no such a place as the unbiblical purgatory. It's either an eternity of peace with God or everlasting punishment in the eternal lake of fire, which is a fate that absolutely defies description. This will be an unceasing and unimaginable torment for those who are cast into this never-ending fiery abyss of eternal suffering. The frightening reality is that there is no possibility of escaping or ever leaving this place of unimaginable torment. The Bible proclaims that God has set a day when He will judge all men according to their works. Unfortunately, the majority of modern Christianity have been deceived into believing that they will not go through Satan's great persecution of faithful Christians, because they have been spiritually deceived and led to believe that they will be removed from the coming tribulation and great reset of the world. But they are wrong and have been lured into a falsehood. The truth is that when the societal collapse happens and Christians are martyred throughout this world, those who believe they would escape will turn against God and their fellow Christians and will reject Jesus Christ. Suffering for the sake of the gospel is an expectation of all Christians, especially in the end of days, in which it's prophesied that many will deny Jesus Christ and reject the Word of God. When commanded by the Antichrist to receive the mark of the beast, however, the Antichrist shall deceive many souls and will still execute them even after they have denied their faith in the gospel. Mark 8 verse 35, Revelation 2 verses 9 to 11. The Luciferian orders that control this world have set a time frame of 2030 to achieve their agenda. This also indicates that a mass decrease in the human population will take place within this same time frame. God has given His people specific prophetic scriptures, which will enable them to understand the times and seasons in which they are living, so that they may prepare for persecution and the return of Jesus Christ. Such prophecies are a sure indication of where we are in God's own time frame, as recorded in the Bible, in relation to the end of this world, and we are undoubtedly approaching its end. Jesus Himself foretold that when we see specific prophecies coming to pass, that we are to know and understand that His return is near, and the prophecies must all be fulfilled within the time frame and seasons in which God has set. If you are not a Christian, and God has opened your eyes to what is happening, while so many cannot see or understand, then I urge you to repent unto God and accept the salvation of Jesus Christ and commit to study the New Testament. Because God is presenting you with an incredible opportunity to be forgiven and receive eternal life through sincere repentance. On Judgment Day, those who rejected the gospel of life will be utterly astonished at what they rejected and the eternal consequences of that rejection. Be very aware that the vast majority of today's churches have been satanically infiltrated and corrupted, especially the megachurches that have a worldwide platform to deceive. the devil owns the airways, you will not find the true gospel of Jesus Christ on TV. However, the Bible promises that the Spirit of God will teach us His Word undiluted and pure, and in the manner and method in which it was designed to be taught. Always test what any preacher teaches to determine if his teaching is in keeping with sound doctrine. Many well-meaning Christians are being greatly deceived. Do not be distracted by wolves among the sheep, because the prophetic time of great affliction is almost upon us. The absolute truth is that the coming Great Reset will bring about the biblical end of days' great tribulation. Therefore, it is now time for all Bible-believing Christians to put their spiritual houses in order, and yes, I am sounding the watchman's alarm for those who will heed it. I urge all discerning Christians who watch this video to prepare themselves for persecution. If we are not in a strong relationship with God when the societal collapse takes place, then we will be in a whole world of trouble. Therefore, now is the time to put that right. No one will be able to endure what is coming upon this earth without a strong and spiritual foundation and a close relationship with God through Jesus Christ. If you disagree, then let's see which of us is right come the appointed time. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. James 4 verse 8. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. Isaiah 55 verse 6. The Lord is near to all those who call upon Him, to all that call upon Him in truth. Psalm 145 verse 18. If they should seek the Lord, if happily they may search after Him and find Him, though He is not far from every one of us. Acts 17 verse 27.
After that, he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved.
The Great Reset is the devil's war against mankind. Unbeknown to the unsaved inhabitants of the world is the devil's battle for the souls of all men. Lucifer was cast out of heaven because of his hatred and jealousy. He was extremely jealous that God had created man in his own image. The End of Days book of Revelation reveals that the devil continually accused mankind before God, and when he was cast out onto the earth, one-third of rebellious angels were also cast out with him. The prophecy declares a terrifying woe unto the inhabitants of the world, because the devil has come down unto us having a great wrath, because he knows that he only has a short time before the day of God's judgment. A warning is also given unto us that he will set out to make war against humanity and will seek to utterly destroy biblical Christianity and deceive as many souls as he possibly can before his time on this earth is halted. The Great Reset of Humanity and the Fourth Industrial Revolution Depopulation Agenda 2030 are part of Satan's great war against mankind. I cannot emphasize enough how close we are at this moment in time to the Great Tribulation time of sorrows and the subsequent sixth seal return of Jesus Christ immediately after the fifth seal slaughter of faithful Christians at the hands of the Great Reset Antichrists. The Great Reset is going to be the devil's furious wrath upon mankind, especially those faithful Christians that are grounded in the gospel truth, that know the appointed timing and return of the Messiah is recorded in Matthew 24 verses 29 to 30 and whose faith is unshakable as defined in Matthew 7 verses 21 to 29. The devil rules this earth for 42 months. This has been prophesied to take place, therefore it must happen, and it is going to be fulfilled in the very near future as per Agenda 2030 for those who are willing to accept it. The rebellious fallen angels are still on this earth, and they have been occupying the highest positions within national governments and the military-industrial complex, as well as their Luciferian offshoot organizations. The artificial intelligence technology that exists today was created by these very entities to enable the enslavement of the masses and the implementation of the mark of the beast. Please listen closely to the following scriptures which relate to what I have been discussing.
And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon which gave power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name, and his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints, and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds, and tongues, and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear.
I have been continually forewarning in previous videos that Luciferian Marxist-Leninist Klaus Schwab's Great Reset is the end of days great tribulation wrath of Satan upon the earth, and his persecution and slaughter of Bible-believing Christians throughout the entire world. And now the scene has been set, the prophecy regarding the world worshipping the beast will soon come to pass. The Zionist-controlled mass media CV-19 propaganda network machine was used to terrify and convince the majority of people on this earth to offer their bodies to be injected with military-financed, programmable gene-altering technology, for an illness that was nothing more than the common flu rebranded as a killer virus. The Luciferian governments behind the Great Reset had to conceive the means of infecting the vast majority of humanity with their genetic editing technology. This has set the stage for the soon appearing of the biblical Antichrist. You see, my friends, God made man in his own image, and the devil has set out to corrupt human DNA and destroy the souls of men. The Great Reset Fourth Industrial Revolution will in fact result in a humanity that will be ready to accept Satan as their God. As a Bible-believing Christian who has studied the scriptures and Bible prophecy for over 20 years, I often wondered how the nations of the world would all simultaneously worship the beast, even the atheists, and now I have come to understand that genetic editing vaccines will provide the capability to influence and control the thoughts and perceptions of the masses. It is recorded in the Bible that the devil desires to set his throne above God's throne and to be worshipped as a god, as defined in Isaiah 14 verses 12 to 14. He will not be able to set his throne above the throne of God. But he will, however, set his throne upon this earth during his great tribulation restructuring of an unsuspecting mankind.
In the September of 2001, the world changed. And I'm not talking about 9/11. I'm talking about 1 week later, when the internet world changed. This was the introduction of Code Red. Code Red wasn't an email virus. It wasn't a zombie, a Trojan. It was all of the above. It was the world's first complex blended threat, and it went around the world in 3 days. By September 21st, it had infected 2.2 million systems worldwide. Governments took notice because they realized they could take this technology and bring it up to a whole other level.
Hacking DNA?
Well, they've been doing that for a while. I mean, yeah, putting all sorts of information in DNA, storing and encoding books and other long files in DNA. But this is using CRISPR-Cas9 to essentially have your DNA spy on you.
It's gotten to a point of a confluence, a merging between man and machine in a digital cyber world where we can never tell them apart. A digital cyber world where the battles are not being fought with bombs and bullets, but with bits and bytes. This is the age of the cyber spy.
This idea of using CRISPR-Cas9 to insert spy genes into your DNA opens up a really interesting world, especially when you look at the possibility of quantum computing.
So let me share that with you now. I'm going to take you down a digital wormhole. A wormhole, by the way, that we plan to send those attackers. There is another war going on beneath the surface.
The new novel coronavirus is a man-made new form of neurowarfare unleashed on the world under a secret United Nations protocol using a viral delivery system to strong-arm the human race, to redesign and restructure the biological bloodstock and DNA gene pool of the entire human race, to forcefully integrate the human race into a new cybernetic evolution of mankind by redesigning and re-engineering the DNA patterns. Is a man-made new form of neurowarfare unleashed on the world under a secret United Nations protocol using a viral delivery system.
Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. There was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice ye heavens and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, Come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. And I beheld, when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. The kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?
The nations of the earth are being manipulated into preparing for the appearing of the biblical Antichrist. The Great Reset is undoubtedly one of the most important signs of the end times, as it will be the fulfillment of the biblical Great Tribulation of humanity, and will bring about the greatest time of trouble that has ever been upon the earth since the time of creation. This apocalyptic event also relates to the prophetic signs which Jesus foretold will signify the end of this world, and his return to destroy the devil and his Antichrist armies at the Battle of Armageddon. He will pour out the furious wrath of Almighty God upon the wicked. Then every soul that has ever lived upon this earth will come before Jesus Christ in judgment. These events are going to come upon this earth in the blink of an eye. The engineered collapse of the world's financial markets will cause unprecedented terror and unequivocal sorrow over the nations and people of this world, who at this time have no idea what is about to befall them. The end of days reign of the biblical Antichrist is literally almost upon us, and he will rule with ferocity during the great reset of all nations and shall oversee the culling of humans on a worldwide basis. This reset is Satan's end of days war against mankind. It is important to keep in mind that the Luciferian organizations and governments of this world have a target to achieve their agenda by 2030. Therefore, the next 6 years are going to see this world become virtually unrecognizable, and billions of souls will lose their lives in the coming great tribulation and reset of the world. Please get right with God now while there is time, because that possibility will not always be there. If God is calling you, then accept his calling now. Keep away from all the big mainstream Christian churches, because they have been satanically infiltrated, all of them. Try and find a small church and God-fearing pastor that does not teach the Luciferian pre-tribulation rapture theory, because all born-again Christians must go through Satan's great tribulation. Study the New Testament daily, and test everything that any preacher teaches in accordance with sound Bible doctrine, and pray for courage and unshakable faith, because we will all need those qualities to endure what is coming. I urge all discerning Christians out there who watch this video to prepare for persecution. There is no escape from what Jesus Christ prophesied concerning the end of days great slaughter of Bible-believing Christians. The time of affliction is at hand, my friends,
Be ready and get spiritually prepared for what is about to come upon this earth.
I see four horsemen in our midst, four looming threats that endanger the 21st century progress and imperial 21st century possibilities.
Saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.